Last April, April 2009, the Pasco County Sheriff came out with a new mail policy. They would not permit jail inmates to receive letters from family or loved ones, and all they can receive instead is a postcard. I'm challenging that in court, and today we had our second hearing on the matter. And essentially, I'm asking the court to rescind the sheriff's policy and essentially give the letters to the inmates. But if the sheriff wants to keep the envelopes, which he says are, you know, the offensive part of the communication, let him keep the envelopes.
So what was the rationale then behind this new policy?
Well, initially, when they announced they were going to do this new policy, March 2009, the spokesperson, Major Brian Head from the Pasco Land of Lakes facility, he said that the justification was economic as well as security. He then said that there had been an incident involving powder in an envelope, which caused a brief shutdown of the facility while they checked it out. Under the Chapter 119 request, it's clear that there have only been two such incidents in the last 5 years. In both cases, nobody was injured, and the powders turned out to be harmless and legal. So, as it turns out, now that they've had the new policy, just within the last couple of weeks, there was an incident involving somebody sending in a drug under a stamp on a postcard. So clearly, it points out the fallacy of this security issue. It's just economical. It's a way of the Pasco County Sheriff saving some money.
So why is it important for you then to keep the old policy and get rid of this new policy?
Well, I was incarcerated in the Land of Lakes facility during December of 2008. I had stopped a float that I considered to be racist in a parade in Newport Richey, and was sentenced to 30 days in jail. During that time, I became good friends with a number of inmates and continued communicating with them. But, of course, that really came to a stop with the new policy. My letters were simply refused and returned.
Where does your case stand now, and what are the next steps?
Today, Judge Gardner essentially dismissed my case without prejudice. She's asking me to do one thing primarily, and that is to be more concise with my complaint. I'm not an attorney. I'm filing pro se. She felt that I justified that my standing in the case, and she accepted my 13-page response to the sheriff's attorney, which cited 29 cases that point out that I do have standing. And so essentially, it's just a matter of the formality, just making sure that the complaint fits the conciseness that's required by Florida statutes. And that's something I can do within the next 30 days.
So you do intend to refile?
Oh, absolutely. And that also gives me time to contact additional friends and family members who also have had letters turned down to jail inmates. Because this really isn't about prisoners' rights, although it's federal law regarding their constitutional rights receiving mail. It's about the First Amendment rights that I've been denied and that all letter writers are being denied. And there's quite a bit of case law at the Supreme Court level and below that supports my right to be able to write a letter and expect that a jail inmate will receive it and read it.